We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal started in Paragraph Yud Aleph, speaking about the importance of Tehillim. And he's using this to explain why before we say Kriyas Shema, we have Psukei Dezimro. We have about 5 or 7 chapters of Tehillim that we say that introduce the Kriyas Shema. And in these next few paragraphs, Rav Nosson Zal is going to really explain the value of Tehillim. V'al kein ein oimrim ikar Kriyas Shema bebirchoseho b'shachris ad sho'oimrim tchilo mizmoirei Tehillim shem psukei dezimra shem psukei dezimra. And based on what we mentioned before and what we're going to speak about now, you'll understand why we don't recite the main Kriyas Shema in the morning with the brachas in front of it and the brachas after it without reciting a few chapters of Tehillim first, which are called Psukei Dezimra, the Psukim of Song, Shetiknu lanu loymar koidem Kriyas Shema berchoseho, which our rabbis instituted for us to read before Kriyas Shema and its brachas. Ki ikar kabolas hayichud, because the main ability to accept upon ourselves Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, shaydeze Knesset Yisrael mischabrim b'Hashem Yisborach, through which Klal Yisrael becomes one with Hashem, iefsher ki malidei psukei dezimra. It's impossible to accomplish that without psukei dezimra, sheheim mizmoirei Tehillim, which consists of chapters of Tehillim, sheklulim mishnei ha-hisoyrus. And we learned before that Tehillim is a combination of both types of hisoyrus. Hisoyrus from above and hisoyrus from below. We said that sometimes Hashem and the Jewish people are like a husband and wife. And they're supposed to be together. They're supposed to be very, very strong together. However, people go through changes all the time. One day one is feeling stronger, one day one's feelings are stronger for the other one, and the other day the second one has stronger feelings for them. So sometimes A will initiate something for B, and sometimes B will initiate something. Sometimes A will say, can I do this for you? Can I get this for you? Can I? And sometimes it'll come the other way. And we saw earlier that the Gemara says that this is why in Tehillim you have some chapters that begin with the words Mizmor LeDavid, and you have some chapters that begin with LeDavid Mizmor. And the Gemara says, sometimes Hashem made the first move, Hashem made a move towards David HaMelech, and David HaMelech responded, and sometimes it was the other way. And the Book of Tehillim has both of these types of Esoirus, which means it covers all types of feelings that unite Hashem and the Jewish people. Shaydeze ikar hayichud. And it's through these two different types of hisoyrus, they are what lead up to this union, this unification of Hashem, this oneness of Hashem with Klal Yisrael. V'al kein oimrim hamizmoirim ho achroinim shebesoif tehillim. And now you'll understand also why, which chapters of Tehillim did they pick? They picked the last chapters of Tehillim. Shehem ha'asoro halalukas. The 10 halalukas, which start from Tehillah LeDavid, and then halaluka halalinafshi, halukitav zamra, she'omar b'soif Tehillim, which Dovra Melech said at the end of Tehillim, she'klulim mikol sefer Tehillim. Because those 10 halalukos are actually a summary of the entire book of Tehillim. Shenemar ba'asora min enegina, which was written with 10 different types of song, shekenegdom heimo asora halalukos shebesoif Tehillim, to which we have corresponding to that, those 10 halalukas at the end of Tehillim, even though halaluka is only one of the 10 types of song, but still, the fact that we have 10 halalukas there correspond to all the 10 different types of song. U'mizmor ho'achroin, And the last chapter of Tehillim, that final one, Halleluka, Hallelukel Bekodsho El Gruzoi, Hu Klolius the Klolius, is a summary of a summary. Shekoilel Boze Hamizmor Biatzmoi, Kol Hayud Hilulim. That one chapter of Tehillim, the last chapter, the 150th chapter of Tehillim, which is one of the smallest chapters of Tehillim, includes in it all 10, it has 10 different praises in it. It has 10 sentences. Halleluka, number one. Hallelu Kel Bekodshai, number two. Hallelu Berkiuzai, Hallelu Begvoroisa, Hallelu Kroiv Gudloi. If you count it, there are 10 different Hallelukas there. V'siyem, and he closes with the words, Koil Haneshama Tehallel Ko, Halleluka. All souls and our entire soul praises Hashem. Praised be Hashem. Ki omrazal, because the Gemara says in Psachim, page 117, Basoro l'shoinois nemar sefer tehillim, that Hashem, Dovra Melech, used 10 different types, different expressions of song in the book of Tehillim. The godoil mikulam, the holiest one of them, and the greatest one of them is Halleluka. Shekoilel, Shem voshevach bevasachas, because the word Halleluka is a combination of two words. Hallelu, ka. They give praise to Hashem. So the word Halleluka has in it both things. It has in it the verb to praise, and it has in it also the name of Hashem. Hainu bechinas hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this is tied into what we're talking about over here. Ki Halleluka Hu Iker Bechinas Klolius Sefer Tehillim. Because Halleluka is the main thing that contains in it the entire book of Tehillim. Shekoilel Shem Voshevach Bevasachas. And that's why it has both things. It has praise of Hashem, and it has Hashem himself in the same word. Hainu Bechinas Isarusa Delesato, Isarusa de Leila, Visarusa de Lesato, Koil El Yachad, which means that it's combining both feelings. The effort, the initiative from down below, Hallelu, they give praise. Who's the they? Us down here, people on earth. And then Ko, Hashem. Then we're mentioning Hashem, which is Hashem's initiative towards us. Shezeh bechinas halleluka, shehallel she'onu oimrim, the praise which we say, v'Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoi, and Hashem himself, heim shneim echod, are actually one. When we praise Hashem, our words of praise become one with Hashem. Bebechinas, as there's a pasuk in the Chumash that says, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk in Likut Imran, Hu tehilosecha vehu elokecha. He is your pride, he is your Hashem. So we see that Tehillah and Hashem are one. The praise of Hashem and Hashem himself are one. When a Jew is involved in praising Hashem, he's gluing himself to Hashem. He's becoming one with Hashem. Shezehu iker shleimus hatfila vatehillah. And that's the real perfection of tefillah and praise to Hashem, when a person is zeichet to connect to Hashem in such a perfect way, in such a solid way. Kemuva, as is brought b'mokam acher, in Simen Yud Tes, b'Likut Imran Tanina, in the second half of Likut Imran chapter 19, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there. Vezehu halleluka b'roish, halleluka b'soif. And now you'll understand why that last chapter of Tehillim, which again we have it in Shacharis before Kriya Shema, that Halleluka, it begins with the word Halleluka and it ends with the word Halleluka. V'chein tiknu l'shilshulei Halleluka b'osar Halleluka. And our rabbis established that we should recite Halleluka after Halleluka, one after another. We're pumping out one and another and another. Kino'utz roishoi besoifoi, v'soifoi baroishoi. Because they're both, the beginning is connected to the end, and the end is connected to the beginning. And each one of these chapters is connected to each other. Each one of the individual Halleluka paragraphs is connected to the other ones. Ki hakol echod, because it's all really one. Harosh v'hasoif, the beginning. When we talk about Hashem, Hashem echod, Hashem is one. So the beginning of Hashem and the end of Hashem are all one. Haroish v'hasoif, ha'hisoirus ha'elyoin v'hisoirus ha'tachtoin. The initiative that comes from Hashem and the initiative that comes down below from us here, it's all one connection. V'zeu b'chinas, and this is why we say, koil ha'neshomo tahalel ko haleluko. All souls and our entire soul praises Hashem, praised be Hashem. Shezehu Siyum Sefer Tehillim, that's the conclusion of the entire book of Tehillim, Shehu Koileel Kol Tehillim, because that actually includes in it the entire book of Tehillim. That last paragraph, those 10 halalukas there, are symbolic of all different 10 types of song in the whole book of Tehillim. Hainu Kemoshador Shrazal, and this is tied in what the Medrash says in Medrash Rabba Dvarim, chapter 2. What does it mean, koil ha-neshamot? Every soul blesses Hashem. The word neshama means soul, and the word neshama also means breath. The word neshima means to breathe. So the Medrash says, al kol neshima u-neshima tahalel kol. A Jew is supposed to bless Hashem over every single breath. Every single breath that I get to take, Hashem, thank you. Thank you, I'm still breathing. Thank you, I'm still alive. Thank you, I can still do things. And this is the most important thing later for a Jew to realize, shekol neshima uneshima meito yisporach, that every single breath that we take is from Hashem. Ula halel shmo yisporach al kol neshima uneshima, and to praise Hashem over every single breath that we take. V'achar kach, and once we establish that, tzrichen miyad lahaleloi al ze biatzmoi shanu zoichen lahalel shmoi. First we breathe, then we say thank you, Hashem, that I'm able to breathe. Then we say thank you that I'm able to say thank you. Thank you that I'm not an animal. I'm not one of these idiots and animals in the world today that don't know what thank you is. They don't know the pleasure of how delicious it is to say thank you. That when somebody does something good for you or something nice to you and you say thank you, it's a good feeling and it creates goodwill and it does all kinds of fabulous things. So when a person realizes what a privilege it is to say thank you, they know that they want to say a thank you for the thank you, Hashem, that I got up this morning. Thank you that I, and thank you that I doubt, thank you that I got to daven. Thank you that I got to praise you. To praise Hashem for that itself, that we're privileged to praise Hashem. That's called breathing. You want to know what real breathing is? When a person's breathing and eating and sleeping, that's not breathing. That's not a human being breathing. That's an animal. But when a person is breathing, and they know what it is, they know that it's a privilege to be breathing, they know to say thank you for every breath, that's called breathing, that's called living. There's existing, in English you have the word to exist, and you have the word to live. This table exists, an animal exists. A human being has a choice. They can either exist, if they're not doing anything positive in their life, then they're existing. They're sleeping and eating and sleeping and working. It's nothing. That's existing. But to say a person is living, neshima, milosh neshama, that a person's living, that's when a person's living like a mensch, like a human being, with das, with recognition. He knows there's Hashem. He didn't fall off a tree, and that's how he came into the world. He came into the world through three partners. Hashem, a father and a mother, and therefore he's got to have respect and gratitude and love and appreciation for Hashem, to father and mother, for every single breath. Every single breath that I take, I know it didn't just come by two stones crashing in midair. There's something behind it. There's people behind it. There's Hashem behind it. Ki ikar haneshima, because the main breathing, the main living, shehu haneshama, which is the soul, hu lahalel shmo yizborach, is all about giving praise to Hashem. As it says clearly and simply in that pasuk, koil haneshama tahalel ko. You want to know what the entire neshama, what the whole neshama is all about? It's all about praising Hashem. Nimtza, we see therefore shela olam tzrichen lahalel shmo yisborach, that a Jew has to always, and constantly be praising Hashem. Bebechinas, as it says at the end of Ashrei, va'anachnu nevorech ko me'ato v'adoylam. We will bless Hashem, we will praise Hashem from now to infinity, from now forever. We're not going to stop, we'll never stop. Halleluka. Ki kol ma shemahalelim shmo yisborach, because the more we praise Hashem, we have to praise Hashem, we have to thank Hashem for being zeicher to thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that I got up this morning. Thank you that I got to daven. Thank you for giving me the privilege of recognizing you and acknowledging you and praising you. Because the truth is, everything is from Hashem. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, Hu tehilosecha vehu elokecha. He is your praise. You want to praise anybody for anything. You want to praise your boss because he gave you a raise in your job. You want to praise this one. It's all coming from the top. It's all really coming from Hashem. Vezeo bechinas kfilas hapasuk koil haneshama tal elko. Koil haneshama tal elko shekoiflim besoif halalukos. And now you'll understand also why we recite that pasuk twice. Koil haneshama tal elko. Koil haneshama tal elko. Lohoidos al bechinas hanal. That we're praising Hashem for the privilege of praising Hashem. Sha'achar kach tzrichen loymar koil haneshama tal elko halalukos. Lahaloloi al ze biatsmoi shon loimrim koil haneshoma taloko aluka v'chein loilam. This teaches us this lesson in life, that a person has to show appreciation to Hashem for all the good things, and then after they finish, person has a spiritus, and he spends some time reviewing all the good things in his life and thanking Hashem for each and every individual thing, and then his closing statement has to be, and Hashem, thank you most for giving me the privilege of being able to say thank you, for giving me the wisdom, the brains, the intelligence to know what it's all about and to realize that there's somebody behind all of this, that this shirt I'm wearing didn't come through, that you're the one who's really behind all of it, and how lucky I am to be aware of that, how lucky I am, how privileged I am to be able to say thank you. Ki hahilul shenira ki'ilu hu meitonu, because the praising Hashem, which seems as if that's coming from us. What do you mean, Hashem? Hashem is praising Hashem. I said thank you. I want to thank Hashem. The thank you came from me. Ushmo Yisborach and Hashem's name, Shnehem Echod. Kanal. They're really one. Shezeo bechinas halalu ko shesiim besoif sefer tilim shekoilel shem vosheva biachad. This is what's merumas in that word haleluka, combining them both. Shehu bechinas klolius isarusa deleila visarusa delesato yachar. It's combining the hisoirus from above and from below together, Shaideze Iker Hischabrus Yisroel Avim Shbashamayim. And this is what brings about the main connection between us and Hashem. Shezehu Iker Bechinas Hayichud. And that's the real unity of Hashem. The real oneness of Hashem is when we, Klal Yisroel, are one with Hashem. Shezeo Bechinas Kriyashma. And this is what we find in Kriyashma. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain a little bit for us that first sentence of Kriyashma, which it's hard to make sense out of without this explanation. Rav Nosson Zal says, when we say the words Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, what are we saying? Hainu, what we're really saying is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our Hashem. What do we mean by our Hashem? Shehu bechinas hachius elokus shelonu, hamalumosh bonu, bekol echod viechod, bekol makom shehu. We're referring to the part of Hashem that's found inside each and every single one of us. It's called a chelek eloka mimal, a part of Hashem that's found in each and every single Jew, the neshama, the battery, the spark of life that's in each and every one of us. That's the words Hashem Elokeinu. And we're saying the Hashem inside of me, the Hashem bi'atzmoy kaviyochol, and the Hashem that's up there, Echod. They're both really one. When we say in the Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, listen everybody, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, what we are saying is that the Hashem Elokeinu, the Hashem inside of us, the Hashem of us, the Hashem that's part of us, and the Hashem that everybody knows, the one, the King, the one who created, Echod, it's all really one. Ki hakol Echod betachles v'achdus, because it's all really one, in the ultimate one, Shezehu Iker Shleimus Emuna, and this is real perfection of faith in Hashem, which is, listen carefully, Lechaber Uleyached Chelkei Hanefesh Ruach Neshama Shaloi, for a Jew to attach and to unify the parts of his Nefesh Ruach and Neshama, Shehim Chelek Elokam Imal, which are part of Hashem, to attach it to what? Lechabrom uleyachadom ima yisborah. To attach it to Hashem, to the big Hashem, kav yochel. Bibichinas, as it says in Tehillim chapter 100, Hu asanu, Hashem created us, veloy anachnu, and we are to him. Lahavdil, a person creates a machine, a car, a woman makes a cake or something like that. The cake is an extension of the person who made it. That cake has some of me in it. I put some of me in that. You know, even, what do you mean? You're not in there. There's flour, sugar. Yeah, but take flour, sugar, mix them together. You ain't going to get no cake. It's only the work, the fact that I kneaded the dough and I this and I that. So there's a part of me that's inside of that cake. But after the cake is finished, the cake doesn't become one with the one who made it, you know. But kaviyochol by Hashem, Hashem created Klal Yisrael, Hashem created us. And he put a part of himself inside of each and every one of us. The neshama, the nefesh, the ruach, the spiritual part. And then our mission is to reconnect with Hashem, to attach ourselves as much as we could, to learn as much as we can about Hashem, and to try to do what Hashem wants as much as possible. That's how we are reconnecting with Hashem. Ki hakol echod betachles v'achdus, because it's all really, really one. Rak shehashem yisborach kaviyochol mastir atzma meitonu, it's just that Hashem hides himself from us, Kedei shenis oirer me'atzmeinu elav, because he wants us to make a move. He wants us to show some initiative that we want, that we care. Kedei sheyiye isarusa delesata, so that there should be some action from down below here. There should be some initiative from us down here. She'ikar habriyo hoiso rak bishvil ze, because that's the main reason why Hashem created the whole world. Kedei sheyiye isarusa delesata, to give us an opportunity to show some initiative from down below, that we have free choice. We're not robots. We could do averus and we could do mitzvahs. We could listen to Hashem, we could go against Hashem. And when we choose to do what Hashem wants, that's called Isarusa Delela. That's called initiative from below. And through that, we earn a connection with Hashem. We earn Gan Eden. So that our souls should not be eating bread of shame and embarrassment. Kiyodua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. It's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah that originally all the souls started up upstairs in Gan Eden. We all started up there. And Hashem sent us down to this world so that we can get back up to Gan Eden. So what's going on? What this seems to be a waste of time, what's the purpose of it? So the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that when we were in Gan Eden originally, it was a freebie, it was a gift. We hadn't done anything at all to deserve it, to be worthy of it. And when a person gives you a gift, no matter who it is, no matter what it is, there's a certain degree, a little bit of feeling embarrassed that he's giving and I'm taking. I didn't do anything to deserve this. You know, I didn't do anything. I'm not giving him anything back. When a person's taking and receiving, it doesn't compare in any way whatsoever to when a person has the privilege of giving, when a person's able to give. And Hashem loved the Jewish neshama so much that it wasn't good enough for him. Hashem wasn't satisfied that the neshamas should just be in Gan Eden and enjoying. He wanted us to be able to enjoy to the fullest, that we shouldn't be feeling shame and embarrassment that we're sitting up there in Gan Eden and Hashem's putting steak and potato, all kinds of good stuff on the table, and it's free. Hashem wanted us to have a feeling that we're coming there as paying, like a person walks into a restaurant with a $100 bill in his wallet. And he ain't asking for any favor. He don't want no favors, man. I'm paying. I want a real steak. Don't give me any of that silly looking stuff. I want the real thing. And I want it now. And make sure this glass isn't clean. Go bring me a clean glass. Because he knows he's paying for it. He's not sitting there ashamed and embarrassed. He's sitting in that chair. He's in the driver's seat. He's in charge here now. For his $100, he owns that chair in the restaurant for that 2 hours he's going to be there. So Kaviyochel Hashem wanted to bring us down to this world where there would be Bechira, there would be a Melchema Sayetz, so we'd have to fight to do the right thing. And when a person does that, when a person fights his Yetzirah and he's Zoicha to do the right thing, and then he dies, and then he goes up to Gan Eden, then he's sitting there in Gan Eden like a paying customer. Aval, however, may oitzim gashmi esoilam, because of the fact that this world that Hashem put us in is so megusham, is so materialistic, koshelanu ma'oid lehisoire me'atzmenu karoi. It's very hard for us down here to initiate avodas Hashem on our own. It's very hard for a Jew to get started down here being religious by himself, because there's so much anti-religious stuff all around you. You're surrounded by ice cream and all kinds of garbage, every kind of thing to take you away from Yiddishkeit. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, page 30, ki b'chol yoim yitzroi shel adam izgabarlov, because every single day the Yetzirah comes back against the person and he's punching him and he's beating, trying to really stop him from being a Yid. Umachmazeh hava madahava. And that's what caused what it caused. Shenisrachaknu b'avoneseinu k'moy shenisrachaknu. That we've become far from Hashem. As a result of our sins, we've become distant from Hashem like we've become distant. V'nechrav bayis rishon or bayis sheni, and we lost the first Beis Hamikdash, and we lost the second Beis Hamikdash. V'adayin merakeid beinon, and the Satan still ain't satisfied. He's still dancing around among us, punching us left and right. He isn't finished. He's still beating up on Jews. V'aydezeh misarei chagolus b'avoneseinu rabim, and this is what's causing this golus that we're in to be so long because of our many sins. V'alkein, and therefore, Iker Hatikun Alidei Amiras Tehillim B'Kavona. Therefore, one of the most important solutions to this problem is if a Jew can be zoichet to say Tehillim with Kavona, to say it slowly, to say it like you mean it, and if at all possible, to understand what you're saying. Today we have all kinds, there's 100 or maybe 1,000 different commentaries in English, in every language you could, in Yiddish, any language you could want. You have the Taich, the translation and explanation of Tehillim, so that a person can get an idea of what they're saying. Shekoilel shnei ha'soiris yachad v'kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, Tehillim has in it both types of hisoirus. The hisoirus from down, from us reaching out to Hashem, and Hashem reaching out to us. Shaideze iker kabolas emunas hayichud. And this is what helps a person to really accept it, to really be zeichet to faith in the oneness of Hashem, she'ono mekabel malena b'chol yom, which we accept upon ourselves every day, and through this, we could be zeicher to come close to Hashem, and to attach ourselves, and to become part of Hashem, tamid, always, no matter where we are, no matter how far away we are, ad shenizke legula shleima, till we'll be zeicher to the final, complete redemption. Aide Moshiach Tzidkenu, Sheyizke Lahasig Ulagalois Hashara Chamishim, through Moshiach, who is the Tzaddik who will be Zeicha to achieve the 50th level. We spoke about this before, the 49 levels and the 50th level. Shaydezer Hakoil Yelchu Bederach Zer. And when Moshiach will achieve the 50th level and he's going to share that with the world, then everybody is going to follow this path. The Jewish people and all the other nations are going to follow this path. Lasik b'amiras tehillim v'hispoidedus harbe harbe, to be involved in reading tehillim and a lot of hispoidedus, speaking to Hashem a lot. Ad sheniske l'sakein hakoil, till we'll be zeicher to fix everything, to correct everything, b'chazdoi hagodol yisporach, through Hashem's great kindness. This next piece of Likutei Halachos that we're going to have, the next three or four pages, is among my favorite pieces of Likutei Halachos that I've had the schus of sharing with people all over the world, mentioning this. And when people heard this explained, nobody ever refuted it. Nobody ever said, I disagree. And it makes certain things about Yiddishkeit very, very clear. Listen very carefully. Paragraph Yudalid. V'zeo b'chinas tehila l'dovid she'oimrim mikoidim. Now we'll understand the paragraph called Ashrei, which we call Ashrei, which we recite every morning in the beginning of Psukei Dezimra. Ashrei yoishve ve'esecho od yaluchasela. And then goes on to the words Tehila l'David Aroimimcha Hashem Elokai Vavorcheko. Va'omra Zal, the Gemara says in Brachas, page 4, Kol ho'imer Tehila l'David Gimel Pamim B'chol Yoim. Any Jew who says this chapter of Tehillim three times a day, Muvtach Loi, is guaranteed Shehu Ben Olam Haba, that he will be worthy of Olam Haba, the world to come. So the Gemara asks over there, my timer, why? What's so special about this paragraph? Ilema mishum disbe aleph beis, should we say because it has a sentence in it for every letter of the aleph beis? Aroi mimcha lakai v'avorcha, b'chol yom avorcheko, godoy l'ashem. If you look in your sitter, you'll see that the psukim go in the order of the aleph beis. So what? Lema t'manyapi. There's another chapter of Tehillim, chapter 119, which has the Aleph Beis 8 times. Elo mishum disbei parnosa. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you're going to say what's so special about this chapter is that it has the words poiseach es yodecho umasbia l'chol chai rotzoin, where we say, Eine Hashem, Eine koile lecho yisaberu, that everyone is looking to Hashem, V'ato noisein l'masoch l'mito, and you, Hashem, give us what we need at the right time. Poiseach es yodecho, open up your hands and give us what we need. Should we say that that's what makes this paragraph so special? That saying this three times a day gives you olam haba? So what? Leimar Halel Hagodol. Let's say there's another paragraph in Tehillim, Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Leolam Chazdoi, where there also we say that Hashem gives parnosa, and there also it says that Hashem gives us, that our parnosa comes only from Hashem, Ki Leolam Chazdoi, that it's all Hashem's kindness. So the Gemara answers, Elo Mishum Dis Beitarte. Therefore we must say, you know what makes this paragraph so special? The fact that it has both in it. It has the whole Aleph Beis, it has a line for every letter of the Aleph Beis, and it has in it a special prayer for Parnassah. So Rav Nosson Zal asks, V'hadvorim temuim l'choira. This seems very strange. Ma koil harash hazeh? What's the big tumult? What's the big deal? Shebishvil sheyesh boy Aleph Beis? Aydezeh muftach lo yishubena yom haba? Just because it has a pasuk for every letter of the Aleph Beis, that guarantees a Jew that he's going into Olam Haba. V'gam hatam ha-beis, and the second reason over there, tamua b'yoser, is even more strange. Shebishvil sheniskar boy parnosa, because it mentions parnosa, yehi muftach kol kach, that's why we say a person who says this is guaranteed Olam Haba. Vegam hateretz kosher l'chayra. And then the answer that the Gemara gives is also a problem. Shemeshani, the Gemara answers, Mishum dis beitarte. No, it's because it has both of those things in it. So the Gemara, so Rav Nosson Zal says, if that's the issue, imkein yisaknu loymar tmanya api v'hala godol. If it's both, then why not take the two chapters that I mentioned? The chapter that has the Aleph Beis 8 times in it, and the Hoyt Lashem Kitoiv Kilom Chazdoi, the 26 Kilom Chazdois, which talks about Parnosa there even more than this, why not say both of them? What's the big deal about the fact that there's one chapter that combines the Aleph Beis and Parnosa? So what? Utzrichen Loimar, Rav Nosson Zal explains, we have to say, Shekavonas Hatartson Hu, that the one in the Gemara who answers this question obviously is telling us shemaila gedoila, that there's a tremendous benefit and a tremendous importance mashekulim shneim b'mizbor echad, in the fact that these two things are both found in one chapter of Tehillim, Aleph Beis uParnosa, the entire Aleph Beis and Parnosa. The imkain yispale hodom ma kesher yesh leparnosim aleph beis. And again, any person learning this Gemara has to wonder what in the world is the connection between the aleph beis and parnosa. Shebishvil ze tehila ledavid yokor kol kach, that for the, we say that this chapter of Tehillim is so special because it combines the aleph beis and parnosa mishum dis beitarte yachad, because it combines both in it, both of these at shekol ha'imroim muftach lo yishuben olam haba, to the point where the Gemara says anyone who says this is guaranteed olam haba, there's got to be something behind this. What in the world is going on here? Achoinyin, Rav Nosson Zal is now going to explain this beautifully. Achoinyin, kalidei shnei habechinoi so'elu yachad. Through both of these things, sheheim hasheva hagodol shelzeh hamizbor, which is, number one, the beautiful praise of Hashem that's found in this paragraph, Tehila LeDavid, Shenemar bi'alfa besa, which is said using the entire Aleph Beis. And number two, V'yesh boi haskoras haparnosa, and it also contains in it the mention of Parnosa, Shehu me'ito yizborach, that Parnosa is only from Hashem, Aidei elu hashnei bechinois, through these two things, Nizke lo shuvei lov yisporach bevadai, a Jew will definitely succeed in doing tshuva, in returning to Hashem. That's the key here. And watch how Rav Nosson Zal shows this. V'alkein muftach lo yishuben olam haba. And that's why the Gemara says guaranteed olam haba. Me'achar shayidei zeh yizke bevadai le tshuva. Because there's a secret in this chapter of Tehillim which if you know that secret, you will definitely do solid tshuva, complete tshuva. And a person who does complete tshuva, of course, he goes to Olam Haba. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain what's the secret. What's one of the easiest and best ways for a Jew to do real tshuva? Ki ikar ha-tshuva al yedei ha-dibur. Real tshuva, the most important tshuva, is dependent on speech. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Hosea chapter 14, k'chu imochem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem. The prophet, the Navi, says to the Jewish people, I want you to return to Hashem. What do you need for that? What are the requirements? Bring one thing with you. Sometimes a person's going to somebody else's house, or they're going on a trip, and before they go on the trip, they call up the person arranging it and say, hey, please, this is very important. I don't want to get messed up. So tell me exactly what I should bring along. And the person says, just bring yourself. Don't bring it. We have everything here. You don't need anything. The person says, but one second, should I bring my pants? Yes, bring your pants. We don't have pants for you. Bring your pants, but nothing else. So here the Navi says, "Kru imochem dvorim." Bring with you one thing, Hashem. Bring words with you. Veshuvu el Hashem, and return to Hashem. K'moshon Razal, as the Gemara says in Yuma, page 86, Eini mevakesh mikem elo dvorim. Hashem says, the only thing I ask of you is talk to me. Speech, words. Vehu bechinas hanal. And this is tied into what we were learning about before. She'ikar hatshuva zeichin al yedei amiras tehillim. That the main ability for a person to change himself completely and to fix everything that needs to be fixed in him and in his life and in his family and everybody around him, the main weapon is saying Tehillim. Shehu kuloi diburim kedoshim shel tzaokois utchinois ubakoshois v'shirois v'tishbochois elavispora. Tehillim is all made up of holy words, of screaming and begging and pleading and requesting and singing and praising to Hashem. When a Jew is zeichet to do all of those things, that person will be zeichet to real tshuva. And this is why it's so special that chapter of Tehillim has the entire Aleph Beis in it. Ki ho Aleph Beis heim klal kol hachof beis asvon shebohem klulim kol hadiburim sheboilam. Because the Aleph Beis is the ingredients that make up all the words that everybody in the entire world talks about. All the speech going on in the entire world is made up of the alphabet, the Aleph Beis. Shekulam heim tzirufei yoseis me'Aleph Beis. Every single word that anybody and everybody says in the world is some combination of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Ve'ikar kol ha'pegomim shel kol ha'chatoim sheboilam heim bebechinas ha'chof beis asvon. And the main damage that's caused when a Jew, when a person in the world commits a sin, where's the damage? The damage is in the Aleph Beis. The damage is in those letters. Shemamshich chas v'shalom ha'oisiyos sheyesh bo'isei hadavar she'over alav lamokoyim lamokoyim shemamshich chas v'shalom ha'sitrachra. When a Jew eats, a Jew can eat like a human being, or a Jew can eat like an animal. A Jew can eat and not just grab the food and stuff his face. A Jew looks at the food and says, 1 minute, where is this coming from? I didn't create this. I didn't create this apple. Somebody created this. So before I put this into my mouth, maybe I should have the menschlichkeit, the decency, to say thank you to the one who created this apple and to the one who gave me this apple. And therefore, I'm going to say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Eitz. When a Jew does that, the letters that Hashem used to create that apple and the letters that are found in that apple, those letters come together to form a blessing for the person and to Hashem, and all kinds of good things happen. When a person skips that, when they skip the bracha, or they don't say it like they really mean it, then the letters that are found in that apple don't arrange themselves as a blessing, they arrange themselves as a curse, as a klala to the person. We know that there are many words in the alephbeis that could go either way. You take the letters ayin, nun, gimel. Ayin, nun, gimel spells the word oneg. Oneg means pleasure. The same three letters, ayin, nun, gimel, could form the word nega. Nega means pain, suffering. You have the word tsohar, tzadik heresh, which means light. You have the word tsoro, which means suffering. And the Arizal gives so many different examples. And again, we are the ones, if we behave properly, we're taking those letters and we're constructing them to form positive good things. If we misbehave, we take those same letters and we rearrange them to harm ourselves, to curse Hashem, all kinds of terrible things. So Rav Nosson Zal said here that the main damage that's caused when a person commits a sin is the fact that he takes the 22 letters or whatever part of them that's found in the object that he did the sin with and he draws them into the Sitra Achra, Rachmon al-Islam. Ki ikar hachiyus shel kol advorim heim ha'oisiyos sheyesh ba'oisei dovor. Because the main source of spiritual life and energy in anything in this world, in food, in a house, in a car, the main source of life, spiritual life in anything is the letters that are found in that thing with which Hashem created that thing. Remember, Hashem said, Yehi Oyer, and there was light. Hashem created every single thing in this world with Dibur. Kama Shekosva, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 33, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Uberuah Piv Kol Tzivon. Everything was created with words, with letters. Valideh ho'avera chas v'shalom, and when a person commits a sin, mamshich elu hois yois l'mokom shemamshich chas v'shalom, rachmon al-son. He takes the letters and he puts them into the garbage. He puts them into filth. He puts them into destruction. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar hatikun al yedei hadibur. And therefore, the main correction for all sins, for any sins that a person does, just like the damage, the greatest damage that's caused by our sins is the rearranging of those letters to form something harmful, the main correction, the main tikkun is dibur, speaking words of mitzvah, words of kedusha, praise of Hashem. Shaydezeh niskan pegam ha'avoin. This is how a person corrects the damage that was caused by the sin, shehoyo ikar hapegam badibur, whereby the main damage that was caused by the sin the person committed, the main damage was in dibur. Again, Hashem created the world with dibur, right? It was created. Hashem is maintaining the world with dibur. We can either help the world or harm the world through dibur. Anytime we do an avera, any kind of avera, whether it's with b'machshava, Bedibur or Maisa, our Aveira is affecting those letters that are flying around everywhere in the world. The letters in the table, in the chair, in the water, in the orange juice, in the people, everything. A person, a human being, the Tikkun Ezar says a human being is shaped like Yud Kei Vav Kei. The head is like the Yud. The five fingers on each hand is the Hey, the first Hey. The trunk of the body is like a Vav. And the toes, the five toes are the last Hey. We don't, people, unless, if you don't learn, you don't know these things. But everything in the world, everything in existence, the nose is shaped like the letter Aleph. The two nostrils are the Yuron, the top part of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph, and the canal in middle is like that diagonal line of the Aleph that combines it. The Tikkun HaZohar shows how everything is letters. And when we do good things, We arrange these letters in a positive, healthy, constructive way. When we do bad things, we take those letters into the Sitra Achra. We throw them into the mud, and the Sitra Achra knows what to do with those letters. He knows how to arrange them to inflict pain on a person. The Reb Chaim Vitalzal once came to the Arizal, and he told him he's suffering from a pain in his shoulder for a while. The Arizal looked at him, and he told him, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, takef l'netila brocha. Immediately after washing your hands, make the bracha. The word takef means immediate. You're not being careful in that halacha. You're not doing immediate. So the word takef is the letters katef. So it's affecting your shoulder. We know that Shaul HaMelech, it's brought, committed two sins. One was that he called up a magician. According to the Torah, you're not allowed to use magic. And he used magic to call up a magician to ask certain questions. And the second was that he gave the go-ahead to murder the city of Noiv Ira Koyanim, to kill a whole city of Koyanim because they were suspected of helping Dovid HaMelech when Dovid HaMelech was running for his life from Shaul HaMelech. So the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that's why Shaul HaMelech and his son Yohanan were killed on the same day in a battle. Av Ubenoi, father and son. Av, Aleph Beis, is Oiv, like the magician. Benoi, Beis Nun Vov, is the letters Noiv. The name of that city was Noiv Ira Koyanim. Avu Benoi had to be the tikkun for this Noiv and Oiv. And the Arizal gives all kinds of, the tzaddikim, the great, great tzaddikim, they see this. We don't see it. We don't know the letters and everything. But Rav Nosson Zal's explaining, let me tell you what's going on when you do a mitzvah, when you do an avera chas v'shalom. So since the greatest damage from an avera is in these letters, one of the greatest ways that you can fix it is by pumping out letters, cranking out those letters as fast as you can, reading Tehillim, saying words of Kedusha. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, because by reciting words of Kedusha, by reciting words of Tehillim that have in it the entire Aleph Beis, the person draws upon himself holiness, where he's purifying the words coming out of his mouth. He's using his mouth, instead of using his mouth to say all kinds of foolish, silly, bad things, now he's using his mouth only for Kedusha, to speak words of Torah, words of Tefillah, and especially Shekolol Mikol Aleph Beis, that are using, he's using the entire Aleph Beis to form words of Kedusha, Michof Beis Asman, the 22 letters. And through this, a person will be zeicha to draw upon himself Hashem's kindness and Hashem's goodness. As we see mentioned in this particular chapter of Tehillim, in Ashrei, Gedulas Habayri Yisporach Adein Cheker. We say over there that Hashem's greatness is infinite, V'rachamov al kol masov, and Hashem wants to show kindness to all of His creations, even me. V'tuvoy horav v'chazdei agodol, Hashem's goodness and kindness. V'shehu koroiv l'chol koirov, and we say over there that Hashem is close to everyone who calls out to Him. Anyone who talks to Hashem, Hashem is close to him. V'siyim, and the chapter finishes with the words, Tehilas Hashem yedaber pi, my mouth will speak the praises of Hashem, vivorech kol bosor shem kodesh olam voed, and every single human being will bless Hashem's holy name forever. Shekol bosor yivorech shem kodesh olam voed, shaydeze bevada yistakein hakoel, and this will fix everything. This will fix all the damage and all the destruction that's in the world. By changing, by reformatting all of those combinations of words, all of these bad words, tsara, nega, all of these terrible words that mean suffering and pain, we're going to rearrange those words, and include them in the holy Aleph Beis. Shehem divrei ha-hispoidedus, v'shirois v'tishbochos l'Hashem Yisboro, which are my words of hispoidedus, and my songs and praises that I'm giving to Hashem. I'm taking all the words that were damaged, that were harmed, and I'm cranking them out now in Kiddusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ubevadai hi eitza gedoyla v'kala shehakol yecholam l'kaima. This is obviously an incredibly easy thing for anybody, that anybody could do. It doesn't take a genius, and it doesn't take muscles, and it doesn't take traveling across the world. This is like the easiest thing a person could possibly do, and yet it seems to be so powerful that this is the thing that could fix everything, that could correct everything. Ki yicholin lizkos l'tshuva ulechaye olam habo al yedei hadibur levad. Because a Jew could be zeche to tshuva, to real repentance, and to olam haba just through dibur alone. If he makes sure to keep his mouth busy with tehillim, with his hispoidedus, with words of Torah all the time, all the junk inside of him will get cleaned out, will evaporate, it'll disappear, and he'll see that he's becoming a mensch, he's becoming close to Hashem. Ach, yesh al ze menia gedoylo va'atsuma. However, there's got to be bechira, there's got to be free choice, right? So there's got to be an obstacle. And what's the obstacle? The obstacle is huge, and it's very powerful. Vehi menias ha-parnosa. It's the obstacle called parnosa, shekol odom torud be-parnasosoi moid, where everybody, the whole world, is busy and involved in parnosa. Either they're doing it, or they're talking about it, or they're dreaming about it. Machshava dibur maisa. It's occupying their brains, their minds, their thoughts, and their speech and their action. This is all they're talking about. Money, money, money. The market, the economy. All of this is all the dibur and all the maisim and all the machshava. V'alkein einoy oisek b'shleimus afilu be'etza kalo hazois. And that this is what's blocking so many different Jews from using this simple advice, this simple solution. Lo shuv l'Hashem Yisborach ha'idei ha'dibur ha'kodosh shalachov be'ezoi sheshmalov be'ez. To be zoichet to achieve complete tshuva, real tshuva, through speaking words of holiness, by using the Aleph Beis, the entire Aleph Beis, to speak words of Kedusha, Tehillim, Hispoidedus, Torah. So it's a face-off now, it's a standoff. On the side of Kedusha, we have this super powerful thing called Tehillim and Tefillah and Torah. And on the other side, we have this incredibly powerful problem called Parnasa. Aval be'emes gamze einoy menia klal. However, Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is that it really is not an obstacle at all. It's not a problem at all. Ki tzrichim lahaskir es atzmoy ha'emes. Because a person has to remind himself of the truth. She'i efsher b'shum oifen lahamshich li'atzmoy parnasosoy. Listen to these words, because every word here is critical. Rav Nosson Zal uses every word with precision. He says it is impossible, e'efsher, for a person, b'shum oifen, no matter what you do, I don't care which university, you went to Harvard, you went to, no matter what you do, no matter what hishtadlus you do, it is and if you work day and night, it is impossible to draw parnasa for yourself through your efforts. Al yedei yigiyosoi v'tirchosoi, through your yigiyah and tircha. Kizehu kfira chas v'shom. This is atheism. This is denying Hashem totally. Loimar to say, koichi va'oitzem yodi osoli chas v'shom, rachman al-san. I did this. I made my education, my job, my work, my factory. We did this. K'moshe kosuv. But rather a Jew has to believe in Hashem. Ki kol ha-parnosa hu me'ito yisporach levad. All parnosa comes only. Again, he could have left out that word levad. He didn't have to say levad. He could have said all parnosa comes from Hashem. That's not good enough. That's not faith in Hashem. Faith in Hashem is that all parnosa comes only from Hashem. As the pasuk says, "V'zocharto es Hashem alaykecha," you will remember Hashem, ki hu hanoisin lecha koyach laso ischoil. He is the one who gives you the ability to acquire possessions, to accomplish, to do. U'kamayshikosu b'mizmor zeh, and as it says in Ashrei in Tila leDavid, "Ein echoil elecho yisaberu." All eyes are looking to Hashem, are staring at Hashem. V'ato noisein lohem esoch lambitoi. And you, Hashem, give them their parnosa, their sustenance, be'itoi, in its right time. Poiseach es yodecho, you open your hands, umasbia, and satisfy. V'zehu mailas ze hamizbor. And this is the chiddush in this chapter of Tehillim. You want to know what the Gemara is making a big deal about? What's such a big deal that this chapter of Tehillim combines Aleph Beis, the whole Aleph Beis, and Parnosa? So what? This is the big deal, the Ispe Tarte Yachad, that it has both of them together. Shenemar bi Aleph Beis, this chapter is written following the order of the entire Aleph Beis. It covers the whole Aleph Beis. V'niskar boi parnosa, and it also mentions the obstacle, the problem with the Aleph Beis, that there's this dragon, there's this evil thing called parnosa, shehi me'ito yisporach. But it reminds us that parnosa is only from Hashem. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, ayideizeh, that it's through this chapter of Tehillim, it's through the message that's found in this chapter of Tehillim, the person is guaranteed that he will arrive in Olam Haba. He'll get to Olam Haba. Because a Jew who will follow this path that we described here will definitely get to Olam Haba. Iker hatshuva v'ha'hiskarvus elov yisborach mikol mokoyim shehu. Because by reciting Tehillim, by saying a lot of Tehillim, and a lot of Hispoitidus, and a lot of Tefillah, and a lot of Diburim of Torah, this is the real tshuva, and this is what really brings people close to Hashem, mikol mokim shu, wherever a person is at, no matter what kind of trouble the person has gotten himself into, no matter how far away he is from Hashem. Dehainu meaning, afal pi she'eino izoiche lehisyageya veletroyach bavoidosi isborach kemoi hatzah. Now here again, people are going to ask a question. What kind of crazy breastless stuff is this? Tshuva is through Tehillim, tshuva is through your mouth. What about the rest of your body? What about the fact that you have to work on your eyes and your ears and your nose and your mouth? I'll show you thousands of sforim that have millions of pages talking about tshuva. What kind of baloney is this? He's giving us this shortcut, all in one. You just speak, and it's all better. That's going to make it all better, right? Ridiculous, right? Rav Nosson Zal says, "Dehainu, afal pi she'enoi zoiche lehisyageya v'letroya pavaydosa yisporach." Even though this person we're talking about has not had the privilege of struggling and working in avodas Hashem, like the great tzaddikim and the religious people and the chassidim of earlier generations, shafilu haktanim shebohem, where even the smallest one of them, the lowest one, yogu v'torchu ma'oid ma'oid, worked very, very hard, b'ta'anesim rabim, with hundreds, thousands of fasts, ubisigufim koshim, and they accepted upon themselves all kinds of pain and suffering, rolling in snow, all kinds of terrible things, va'atsumim rabim oid, incredibly powerful, painful things. Ve'im einoi zoyche lozeh, and if a person is not zoyche to do all of that, afal pi sheyoidea benafshoi, even though that person knows very, very well inside, shehoyotzorech lozeh, that he deserves to do all of that. If they fasted 100 fasts, then I should be fasting a billion fasts for all the terrible things that I've done with food and with everything. Lefi avoinoisov upegomov hamarubim, based on all of our many sins and everything. Vafilum yoidea biatzmoi shegam ato oiver olav mash oiver b'chol eis. And even if the person knows that right now, today, even today when I did say my Tehillim, I'm still doing terrible things. I'm still getting myself into all kinds of trouble. I'm looking where I'm not supposed to look. I'm doing all kinds of terrible things. Afal pikein, despite that, if the person will not allow himself to quit, if he won't give up, if he won't stop, and the person will keep cranking out those words, he'll keep reading another page of Mishnayos, and another page of Gemara, and another chapter of Tehillim, and another chapter, and another 100 chapters, lifnei Hashem Yisborach, before Hashem, betzaokois, utchinois, ubakoshes, harbei l'Hashem Yisborach. He'll keep pumping out screamings and pleadings and begging Hashem, bevadai soif kol soif, yoshuv l'Hashem Yisborach. That person will definitely, eventually, return to Hashem. He will become a tzaddik. He will become a good person. Ach, however, watch out for that big bad wolf. Watch out for that problem. Shelo yimne'eu mizeh ha-parnosa. Make sure that that parnosa thing don't get in the way. But rather, rak yivtach b'Hashem. But rather, to trust in Hashem. Shehu yisborach yefarnasoi barachmav, that Hashem will provide for me with his great kindness, kemo shekosu b'mizmor hazeh, as is written clearly in Ashrei, as we say over there, v'ato noisem esochlam. So now we can close down all the stores, no more factories, no more work, right? Wrong. V'afilim hu bal melocha. Vafilum hu bal masu matan. Rav Nosson Zal says, even those people who are businessmen, oy malacha, or those people who are working in other types of jobs, afal pikein, still, yeda ho emes, the person has to know the truth and admit the truth, ki loy bekoyach yigbarish, that it's not my brains and it's not my muscles that are doing it, that are providing my parnosa. V'miyase ma sheyase, and even if he'll work for 8 hours or 12 hours, einoy yochoy lekabel parnasosoy al yidei giosoy v'terchosoy levad, he cannot receive his parnasa just through his efforts alone. Kiim b'Yeshua Hashem v'chazdoy, it's only if Hashem is with me, if Hashem puts the blessing in it, then I'm going to get the paycheck. And then the paycheck is going to be a home run. Then it's going to have a bracha to it. I'm going to be able to use it for good things. Kasher yodea kol echod biatzmoy, like every person really knows inside of themselves, she'ikar ha-parnosa kasher shem yizborach mazmen loy ever ezer revach yotze, that when does the person make their real money? When Hashem turns on the faucet. When Hashem sends them the right customer, or the right job, or the right deal, a special deal, where bingo, bam, suddenly that's where he makes his real money. Umakolshgein, hatirdois, vahadaigois, and one thing's really for sure, the suffering, the mental anguish, the insanity that people drives themselves crazy thinking about this and talking about this and worrying, vadaigos, and the worrying, she'eino mo'ilim klal, they certainly do not help whatsoever. Adarabba, just the opposite. Mazikin harbe leparnosa. They cause tremendous damage to a person's parnosa. They can push away a person's parnosa. Or they can put a curse on the person's money, chas v'shalom, that the money should have to be used for doctor bills, for terrible things, not for good things. Alkain, therefore, afilu habal masu matnu malocha, even a businessman or a worker, yochoy limtsoy lenafshoy kama shoyis bayoyim, can definitely find a few hours a day, sheyasek b'hem b'miras tehillim v'hespoidedus v'chulu, and use those hours for reading tehillim, for hespoidedus, for learning, lekadesh hadibur shel aleph beis, to purify and to sanctify all of those letters, all of those words of the aleph beis. V'ideseh yoshuv bevadai l'Hashem yisporach. And if a person will do this, the person will definitely become a real Baal Tshuva. He'll be Zecharis. He'll see everything in his life turn around. Not just the Dibur, everything. Nimtza, so we see therefore, Shalidei Elu Hatarte, that it's through the combination of both of these, Shekol Hamizmar Mehem, of which this chapter of Tehillim is made up of, Shehem or Aleph Beis, number one, that this chapter Hillim uses the entire Aleph Beis to praise Hashem. Shehu Klal Hadibur HaKadosh, which includes in it all of speech. All of speech is made up of these 22 letters. V'haskoras Shevach Parnosa, and by mentioning the praise of Hashem, by praising Hashem about Parnosa, Shehu Me'ito Yisporach, by acknowledging and showing that we really realize and believe that Parnosa is only from Hashem, Aydezeh Bevadai Noshuv L'Hashem Yisporach. Through this, we will definitely be zeicha to do real tshuva. V'alkein zeichen Aydei Mizmer Zeh L'Chayelam Haba. And that's what the Gemara meant when it says that a person who reads this chapter at Tehillim will be zeicha to Olam Haba. Me'achar shal yodoi shoven l'Hashem yisbarakana. Because this chapter at Tehillim is one of the secrets of tshuva, of how to become a real Baal tshuva. You don't need miracles. You don't need to be a superman. Anybody can say a couple of kapitlech Tehillim. Anybody can talk to Hashem in his own words a little bit. Anybody can read a couple of Mishnahs. And if you'll do it consistently, if you'll make sure to do it regularly, an hour a day, you're going to see, you'll see what'll happen already. I remember when I first came to Breslov, when I was 16 years old, I was privileged to meet Rabbi Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, and spent 6 months with him at the time. And then I heard that he goes to Israel for the summer, for the entire summer, and he gets shiurim every day, and you get to go to Mekom HaSakta, all kinds of incredible things. So Hashem helped, I had my bar mitzvah money, and I made the trip. I came to Israel, and in Eretz Yisrael, one of the great tzaddikim that I got to meet was his rabbi at the time. His name was Rebbe Yochaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, who used to give a shiur every day between Minch and Marav, a half hour, 30 minutes, nuclear. Every minute there, every second there was Gan Eden. You could hear a fly, if a fly went by in the room, you could hear it. That's how much everybody was paying attention to every word, because he told story after story after story of Breslov, of the Baal Shem Tov, stories that gave you such inspiration and such motivation. It was Gan Eden. And I used to sit there with a pen and paper trying to write quickly some short notes for myself to be able to remember the stories. So one time when he finished the shiur, after he finished the shiur, he got up and they're talking and they're getting ready to daf Maariv. He walked around the table to where I was sitting and he looked at me and I was writing through. So he said to me with a smile, with a real smile, at the time he was maybe 88, 75 years old. He said with a smile, "What are you writing and writing? You just have an hour of Hespoidedus a day. You'll see already what'll become of you. You'll see what's going to happen." And this, I remember it now, 40 years later, how serious he was about this thing, that this isn't a joke. This is very real, and it applies to everybody and anybody. If you will set aside time in the day to talk to Hashem, if you'll use your mouth for words of Kedusha, for Hispoided Asatim, you will see what will become of you. You'll see what happens. We should be zeichet to absorb this and understand it. We're not finished yet. He's still going to add, this is the cake. He's going to put the whipped cream and the cherry on top in the next two or three paragraphs, which hopefully we'll cover tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Yes.